my people. Good morning, wherever you're listening from. This is Mrs. Nixon, and I'm here to pray for you as usual and to speak with you. Hello, wherever you're listening to, this is Anchor FM Ethel, and I'm here to speak with you and talk to you about spirituality. And I'm on the topic holiness. Oh, like I said before, let us pray first. Before I start anything, I want to pray for you. Okay. Oh, my dear and everlasting Father, the King of Glory, Lord, I thank you for waking us up this morning. It's a miracle. Father, we give you all the glory for all that you have done. May you be exalted. Have mercy upon us in anything we have done that is wrong, unknown to us, and the ones we knowingly did. Father, forgive our iniquities and the iniquities of our ancestors. Bring us close to your love, to you. In everything we're doing, let your Holy Spirit not depart from us. Father, fight our battles, fight our enemies. Father, fight the oppressors, and take away anything that will cause your anger to befall on us. King of Glory, please, we beg you to continue to give us life so we can live to worship you. Father, our duty is to worship you. We need life, because a lot of people are dead, a lot of people are in the prison. Father, King of Glory, satisfy us with long life, in good health. This and many more we ask in the name of Yahushua. Amen. Hello, my people. I'm here once more to talk about your spiritual life. You know, and I'm on the topic holiness. If you're tuning in this morning, this is Mrs. Nixon, and I'm here to speak about the topic holiness. Okay, holiness is very important and vital. It's a vital part of everyone that is a child of the Most High God. As a child of the Most High God, a Hebrew Israelite, all over the world, if you're listening to me, I don't care your nationality, but I'm talking to the Hebrew Israelites specifically. You need to your spiritual life. You need your spiritual history back to your life. You need to walk the ways of your ancestors, but this time around, you have to remember your God. You have to go back to your God. And that's how your spirituality is really important. It's important in your life as a Hebrew Israelite. If you are all spiritual beings, and if you are not walking in the light of being spiritual, or if you're not a spiritual being as a Hebrew Israelite, you are making a big mistake, or you are really not work, and that's really bad for you. You can be a victim of anything. So my brothers and my sisters, like I said before, I'm saying it again, holiness of the body is very important. As a man, I'm going to advise you as a man to keep your body holy in such a way that you don't go about having sex with multiple women. Having sex with multiple women, it is really bad, because every woman you have multiple sex with, you have shared part of you with that woman. And sex is a covenant, because it's about blood. It's about your DNA. Part of her is in you, and part of you is in her. And that's why you have to be very careful who you share your sexual life with. If you ain't ready to get married, I will advise you, just keep yourself holy and wait. And this is really a tough decision to make. Because I know a lot of people cannot hold themselves like they really can hold themselves. And you know, things that you cannot fight are what the devil uses against you. So when you fight the sexual urge, I bet you're building your spiritual life. And that's like beating down the flesh for the spirit to grow. It's so simple. You know, yourself, your fleshy desires, are always against the spirit. And if you can beat the fleshy desires, your spirit will be so strong that you can resist any force. Your spirit will be so strong that you can even get to the stage of Christhood. Because he said, you are gods. That means you have a potential of being a god. So like I said, what is putting us back down, what is making us not to wake up, or what is making us not to fight back? It's because we are still asleep, and we are not striving for holiness. Because it's obvious that as a man or as a woman, evil, everybody knows is bad. So when you know this is evil, why would you want to do it? Why would you want to do it? So when you always been evil, you can never be attracted by any good spirit. You can only be attracted by misfortunes. You've always been a victim of bad circumstances, bad energies, bad spirits roving around you. That's all what you're going to experience all the time. But when you strive for being good, even outside the society, the choice of your words, the clothes you wear, and what you eat, you will attract the same thing. Good spirit, because you're smelling good. Good spirits come around you, positive energies. And most times, those good spirits direct your path. You can never go astray. When something bad is about to happen to you, in 1 hour time, before that happens, the good spirit calls your attention by distracting you, probably you might just be instantly having a headache that you couldn't even bear the headache. You say, oh no, I can't go for this party, man. I cannot. Because my head pounds. Yes. Because they don't want you to go. Because when you go there, you're going to die. They're going to shoot you. That's how the spirit works. We got the body signs. We got revelations from your dream. We got visions. I'm going to talk about all of this bit by bit. And I'm going to tell you why you need it. And then the basic foundation in your life to ascertain all of this is when you start being holy. Because I see a lot of people on the street. They're dying slowly. And they never know. Not because you're putting on good clothes, eating good, going to different parties, you think you're okay. You ain't okay, bro. You ain't okay, sis. You ain't okay. If you don't have a basic foundation of holiness, the basic foundation of being spiritual, you are not okay. You're walking blind. We are meant to be directed by the Spirit. You wouldn't be directed in any path by the devil or by an evil spirit. Would you want to? No, nobody wants that. You wanted to be directed by a good spirit. So you have to be good. You have to be a good person yourself. The body is very important that we have to keep clean. So holiness does not really talk about being fornicating or fornicator or whatever. No. Adultery too. Idolatry. And even malice. Gossip. Bear false witnessing. How can you bear false witness against somebody just because you hate the person? And then they sentence the person to death. You think you free? You are guilty too. The blood of the person is in your hands. So that is evil. You can call that a minor sin. That is a major sin too. So in all, you just have to be a good person. And when you start living that kind of life, keeping your body clean, staying away from immoralities, staying away from abominable acts like cousins meeting each other and having sex, second cousin or first cousin or whatever, a man sleeping with two sisters, a woman sleeping with two brothers, you walking on the street half naked. That is not your culture. That is not your culture. That is a borrowed culture. It was forced on you. But you have to differentiate between being naked and putting on clothes as an adult. That is common sense. That is common sense. Clothes are meant to cover your nakedness and not to expose your nakedness. I see a lot of people exposing their body, a lot of women, literally just naked, walking on the street. What do you want to show? What are you trying to do? That is not holiness. That is not how you live. And that's why the devil is in your body as an occupant, a permanent occupant, and has refused to let you go. Because you are doing the things of the devil. You are so evil. Why would you be so naked out the street? As a man, too. You pull your trousers down, you wear tight pants. What are you trying to reveal? These are evil. They are evil too. You have to stay away from all of this. If you want to be relieved from your oppressor as an Hebrew Israelite, you got to go back to your spiritual life. You have to be holy just like your God. You have to stop being evil. Stop it. That is your problem. Your problem is not Esau. Your problem is not Edom. Your problem is you. Because you're wicked. And when you stop being wicked and following the life of your oppressor and getting the doctrines and the festivals and celebrations of your oppressor, and return back to your God in righteousness and truth, you will remain in punishment until you wake up and say no to this Babylonian doctrine and say no to the lifestyle of Sodom and Gomorrah and say no to negative and evil life, fornication, adultery, immoralities, until you say no to all of this, you are not going anywhere out of that chain. You will still be bound and chained forever. That is the word of the Most High God. Are you waiting on Jesus? Your judgment starts every day. Your time is clicking. Because you can leave the earth at any minute. And then what do you have to put out? When you die, your body dies. Your spirit leaves. Where will the spirit go to? How do you continue your journey after now? After earth? Did you ask yourself that question? So why would you be that evil? Why would you be an evil person? Now, my brothers and my sisters, I want to talk to you. I want you to start being good and treat yourself right. Return to your God. in righteousness and truth. May the Most High God, Yahweh, bless you and keep you. Let him fellowship with you. May the grace of Yahweh Almighty abide with you now and forevermore. Amen. My brothers and my sister, my name is Ethel. I am Mrs. Nixon, and I'm speaking live from Cincinnati. I would want to thank you for listening, and I would like you to share this program. And also, you can have time, whenever you have time, tune into the station, listen to my words of advice about your body, and then about how to live your life, a healthy life, and also roots in the food you have to take to keep you going and make you a better person in society. I would have to teach you all of this. I just want you to give me listening ears every day. Probably 2 days or 3 days in a week, I would drop one or two advice. I would like you to listen to them and share it. It is part of your life journey, and it's important you listen to this. Have a wonderful day. Have a blessed day. May the Most High bless you and keep you. Tune in, same station, every day. Amen. Hallelujah.